Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life. Hey everyone, this is the Coco Nomad here, back with another video, another episode, and this is another instance of what I'm working on. So it's a weekly check-in, basically where I review the work that I've done in the past week, and try to use it as inspiration and information, and hopefully that you're following along, you're also tracking your progress with your work. And as always, I'm always trying to provide tips, tricks, techniques, workflows, anything to help you get better at the thing that you're trying to do, regardless of whether you're working like in an office or you're working remotely at your domestic country, or if you're a digital nomad like myself, you're traveling around and trying to make this and some businesses and all kinds of things work. So regardless, I want these things to be things that can help you, techniques and things that you can use yourself to improve your workflow, improve your productivity, improve your life. So let's go ahead and dive in and get started this week. And as always, the format starts with what went well. So for me, a big one was a financial one. And I haven't talked about that a lot either on the podcast or here, but it's a pretty big milestone. Like, I am down to the last 5% of debt that I have. And the year 2019 didn't go so well for me business-wise and financially, and I really ended up running up a bit of debt to stay afloat. And so I kind of maxed out what was available to me. And what I was able to do was to make some sacrifices, make some choices, and start to change direction. And so I wasn't happy about it, some of all of the choices, if I'm being honest. But slowly but surely, since November 2019, I've been working really hard to eliminate all of this extra debt. And so I'm down to literally the last 5%, because I capped that, like, if you imagine 100%, probably, like, it's like this last 5%, and I will be knocking that out this week. So this is, like, for me, like, really, really excited about it. Another success, the thing that went well, is that I'm getting better at doing this. I'm getting more frequent. I've got more videos coming. I'm continuing to work. It's still a learning process. I know everything doesn't look or sound as great as it could, but as I get better, as I learn better techniques and I get better equipment, all that stuff will improve. Right now, my focus is just on continue to just share things, create content, and get information out there that can help you. There's no need for you to wait on what potentially might be a very helpful piece of information for me to get all of the things in a perfect form. It just doesn't make any sense. So there we are. Also, I am co-working right here in a workspace where I'm currently living in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, and I've had some amazing conversations with some of the other members in the co-working space, and we've had some great dialogue. Sometimes I really wish you could just hit record and record these conversations and then share them as well, because I think there are some people working in different areas of business. There are different setups, whether they're entrepreneurs or employees, and it's just amazing to me how people are able to get things done and the ways in which they work and the ways in which they make a living and a life. So I want to continue to share that. I'm working on trying to get some of these people to sit down and have a chat so that I can record and have interviews and make them available as well, because I really think it would be helpful, more inspiring than just me talking, you know, more information than just my opinion or my experience, but like really bringing together what other people out here are doing. And so that can inspire you or inform you on better ways to do what you're trying to get done as well. And then let me see. Do I have anything else? No, that's it. What didn't go well? This is one of the places where I really spotted one of the gaps in my workflow. And that is this. I forgot to post a blog and to my podcast. So like, I literally created the audio from this recording and then I just never did it. So it never went out. So one of the things I realized is that I really needed to go back to my my workflow for creating content and make sure that I have that in the checklist and the flow and that I don't miss it. So I'm creating what we call these SOPs, or standard operating procedures, just so I make sure that I'm documenting how to do it. One of the reasons I document how to do it is to make sure I don't miss any steps. But the second reason is because I know I'm not going to be able to keep up all of the things that I'm trying to get done. There's so many things that I'd like to get accomplished this year, and I'm going to need help. And when you need help, you can't be afraid to go out and ask for it or get it or pay for it, whatever you want to call it, however you want to do it. And so I'm creating these documents also to make it easier for anyone who's going to help me to follow these steps and be able to get it done as well. And then the third reason, the last benefit, is some of these things I'll be making available, just like free downloads. You can get a PDF. It's like, hey, if you want to do this, this is the workflow that I use with this particular tool. I'm starting with Trello because that is my current tool of choice, and I've used it for a long time. But I know that everyone doesn't use Trello. Some people like Asana, some people like Notion. I'm hearing a lot about this new tool called ClickUp. Maybe it's not new, it's just new to me. And I will be building, making videos with all these workflows using each of these tools so that you can see, regardless of your tool of choice, how you can do it and make it work for yourself. And if there's some other tool that's out there, if it's popular enough, maybe I'll do that one as well. So we'll see. But making sure I document that process and understand what it is super important. And that didn't go well this week, but I am rectifying it this week. So what have I learned? I did start, there's a, I, as I mentioned, there's a lot of valuable experience and information with other people that I encounter. And I have great conversations all the time over coffee, over lunch, or just chatting in the workspace when, in between tasks as you do. It's like, and I really like that because it really recreates a lot of that environment that you have in an office. And I'm someone who hasn't worked in an office in a long time, and I haven't worked in on a team that has been co-located in one location in years and years and years. So this is how I get that benefit, that human connection, that interaction, and that value of like sharing things. And it doesn't require to necessarily work at the same job to get a lot of those benefits. So that was a great thing that I learned, that I need to continue to do that, foster that, and then share it. And then the technique for integrating the blog post into the creative process that I have, because it's one of those situations where I have to sit down and write, and it's so much easier to just jump here and do the video, and then I can have some snippets that go out on some different social media platforms. But the blog posting, it's like I've got an outline and I've got some sections, I have some notes, but I really have to then take that step and drill down and actually, really put that in a form that's better digestible for people who like to read. One of the other things I should say that fits into what I've learned is there are different types of learners in terms of how they like to consume things like this. Some people want to watch, some people want to listen, which is why I still have the podcast. Sorry about missing you last week. I'm going to make it up for you, to you. And then some people like to read. Some people do still prefer reading. They want it in a book form, or they want it in a blog post or something like that. So it's the same information. It's just, I just have to reformat it in a way that's best digestible for that particular preference. So there we go. So that's what I've learned. And what still puzzles me is the next thing. I'm still looking for a better digital tool for time blocking and not time boxing. The time boxing I'll talk about. I use things like Pomodoro and a 10-minute kickstart to get into a particular task or a workflow, especially if it's deep work. But in terms of just looking at my calendar, I've decided to stop fighting the calendar, but I need a tool that lets me just block it out and then easily move it around. And I've been using just the regular Apple Calendar, which, yeah, I know, Fantastico. I get it. I got it. I just got to figure out if that's also, I'll try it, but I don't know if that's going to be the solution for me either. I've heard about another tool called Woven. And so I'm going to just try these things, honestly, and then I'll make some videos and share those as well, because maybe you're struggling with the tool like I'm struggling with these tools. I just need to be able to know, like, okay, this part of the day I've allocated for myself for 2 hours, and then I just don't want to be overloaded with like calendar events, because sometimes it needs to move. Today, for instance, I had to move this session. I had a call earlier and I had to run some errands. And so I just need to be able to slide this stuff back and forth very, very easily without getting a bunch of ping notifications about events changing and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. And then the financial one that actually is puzzling me now, as I'm getting closer to like this last bit of debt payment, now the excess money has to go somewhere else, right? And I'm still not sure where I want to do that. So in terms of like investing, so I've been asking some friends who invest if they want to, if I should get into like some other types of investments. Some people are big on crypto, some people are big on forex trading, some people are big on dividend stocks, and some people are big on index funds and things like that. For me, I think the big thing is I need to put it somewhere where I don't have to worry about it. But I'm also a person that's like not too keen on the choices that other people make in these different arenas, because it's like the level of control. I'm really big on locus of control. And I'm focused on my business ventures where I can have a lot more control over what's happening. And that's where I look to get the biggest margins, to reap the biggest benefits. So for me, it's like that secondary location, that second phase. It's like, okay, I'm working on these things. Money's coming in. I want to control that to get the kind of margins I want, because I can't control the margins in these other places. I can't guarantee I'm going to get 11% in this investment or 5% steadily over here. So I want to maximize that here. And then these buckets are more for putting money to where they can still bring some return, but I don't care about the volatility. I got enough volatility over here. I don't need it over here. And I may have mentioned before, one of my goals is to get back to a point where I have a huge stack so I can start playing poker again, but this time professionally, not as a hobby. So there's going to be enough volatility in that too. I really don't need it anywhere else. So that's kind of like the, if I'm just showing like long-term plans, long-term goals. So that's where I am in terms of what still puzzles me. Not quite sure. I do have like some money in some of these accounts. I'm not totally not invested. I'm doing some dividend stuff and I do have some index funds, but it's like, there's going to be more coming, a lot more, and it's just like, okay, where does that go? So I don't want to necessarily overcommit into one area. So if you have any suggestions, drop them in. I mean, I know you're not a financial advisor. I'm not expecting to get financial advice on the internet, and you shouldn't take financial advice from people on the internet either. But I'm the kind of person that I do my due diligence. I know how to do homework. Like, I know how to read financial statements. I went to business school. I'm good. I just like suggestions. I'll do the research and investigate. So feel free to throw them at me. I'll take some time and suss it out. And then finally, what am I going to do differently this coming week than I did in the past week? Well, this current week. And that is, I need to reduce the blocks. The first thing I needed to do was like, I was allocating 4-hour blocks to these different areas of my work and areas of my life. And I think the blocks are just too big. So then that kind of hindered the flexibility. So it's like, it's just harder to move bigger things around. And I also found that I didn't necessarily need it for my client work yet. So like blocking out 4 hours and a half a day to be available to my teammates and to the client is one thing, but not all of those blocks needed to be in 4-hour chunks. Some of these can be like 1 hour or 2 hours and just allocating those. So it's gonna allow me to be a lot more flexible and move things around as needed. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do now. And the other one is, I had designated an area of my work in my life that I wasn't using and I needed to pull it back in, and it needed to be separate from, I'd been putting everything under content creation. And that's all working in the business. And what I really need to be doing is also working on the business. So there's some biz development tasks that I do. And so I wanted to separate those categories and make sure that when I'm putting things on my calendar and putting things in my workflow, my queue for the week, that I'm actually doing enough work on the business as opposed to in the business or businesses, if I'm being totally transparent, because I'm working on like 2 additional businesses. But regardless, there's work. They need to separate those categories and make sure that the business has the momentum that it needs and it's moving forward in a way that's going to allow it to grow versus me just constantly being in here. Sort of like coding. I'm just constantly coding, building apps, and then I'm not marketing my apps or doing the work to build an audience that's ready to use or doing research for the audience that's going to use the app or anything like that. And that was one of the huge mistakes I made before when I was solely focused on the app business. And that was like, I was overly in the business, into the coding, into the features, into these things, and not putting enough time into the external things that are allowing the apps to be successful. So I'll be rectifying that in a major way this year. And the last one, of course, is just to update the SOPs. I think that was sort of prevalent from seeing what didn't work and what was puzzling and all these things are like not having those successes. So for me, just updating those operating procedures, making sure that I'm doing those steps and doing it in the right order so that I don't miss it. It's just like, you know, don't miss the step. Something gets left behind. Something gets falls through the cracks. And I just want to make sure I tighten that up so that doesn't happen. So that for me is what I'm working on this week in terms of like how I reviewed my week and the work that's coming. I've had a lot of successes in terms of the client work. I'm really happy. Got features out. I've got a build hopefully for them coming out really, really soon, if not already out. And I'm just back into working on new features. I'm working on more content, like I said, to get more videos out that could be informative, product reviews or tests, as you want to call them, not really reviews, just showing me using these things. That's coming. And a few more topic videos. In fact, I've got one quick video coming up that's a response to my switch to weekly sprints. I got some good feedback when I posted a video on LinkedIn and someone responded and asked, like, how do I deal with that situation? So I will be linking to that as well. You can check out how I suggested that they handle their particular situation. Thanks everyone for watching. Again, click like, subscribe, and share if you know someone who could benefit. And I will talk to you next time. Have a great week.